Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Josh and Tara Joseph, the founders and CEO and CFO, respectively, of Big Plant Holdings, a diversified holdings company with interest in real estate, cannabis, entertainment, and philanthropic sectors. They are also starting their own podcast, the Big Plan Podcast. And Josh and Tara, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
We appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Well, you're certainly welcome and looking forward to hearing from you both. So for starters, and Tara, if you would, can you start by telling us about the motivations for founding Big Plant Holdings and why you chose Nashville, Tennessee, as your base of operations and home for your family?
We created Big Plant Holdings, this multifaceted business. We have a bunch, we're in like cannabis and real estate, and we're in fashion, and we have a hat company, and we are in the music industry and entertainment and food and beverage. And we chose this as a multifaceted business in the Nashville area because Nashville has such significant growth. It's very progressive. People come in that are entrepreneurs, and they start businesses. And in particular in Nashville, it's kind of interesting, but that location is one of the top locations for women entrepreneurs in the country, actually. But it's also one of the top locations for creative minds coming in that think outside of the box, that know how to start these businesses and actually all support each other, which is very unusual in the world because so many people find themselves in competition with each other. In Nashville, not only there's their growth in that creative space of all different, you know, entrepreneurs, but they also come out and they all support each other. So businesses, and for the most part, tend to be very successful down there because people down there all support each other's businesses.
I've been to Nashville, Tennessee quite a few times and always thought it was a great place to consider living, and you're backing that up right there. Good stuff, good information there, Tara. Now, one of the major industries where Big Plant Holdings has reach is most certainly among your steer in hospitality, music, entertainment, real estate is cannabis. How do you as entrepreneurs negotiate the tightly regulated and complicated legal landscape, especially when each state has different rules and laws in those regards?
Yeah, of course, Eric. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have been involved. I started a company actually in 2014, early 2015, based out of Chicago, Illinois, a cannabis company, that is. And that company was called Grassroots Cannabis. That grew from one state to 12 states in about 5.5 years of time. And we had a successful exit of our company in July of 2020. So we saw during that time, I had a bird's eye view of anything and everything related to the cannabis industry and going through state by state. And while we went from one state to 12 states successfully, there were certainly a few losses in there as well, where we applied in states where we did not secure licenses and come out victorious. So I have been involved in the business firsthand since 2014. So it's a very, very nuanced business. It is state by state, as you mentioned, in terms of regulation and legislation. And you really need to dig in when a state enacts legislation for a cannabis program. A state will always come out first when they enact legislation with a medical cannabis program. That will be their initial, toe in the water. And then, you know, they will see how it goes for typically the first couple of years before they start contemplating converting into adult use, which is also, you know, known as recreational cannabis use. And each of the states has, you know, they each have different regulations that they enact. However, once you get into the business, just like any industry, you know, you really need to learn what you're looking for, what the states are looking for, but they're very nuanced, and you need to study the legislation. You need to make sure you check all the boxes, and you have to have a lot of good luck and a lot of hard work that's put in order to be successful, in order to secure your license or your licenses. We've had the good fortune of being able to be licensed either through my former company, Grassroots, into what we're currently doing at Big Plant Holdings. We've been licensed now, I think, officially in 14 or 15 states, in that range. We have pending applications as well right now in a couple other states out in the Northeast and New Jersey and Connecticut. And we're looking forward to hopefully securing victories there as well. But you really need to dig in state by state into the legislation that's enacted and understand exactly what the state is going to require of you. And so you are seeing more and more professionals nowadays, like real, true, full-blown professionals that have opted into the industry over the last, call it 4 years or so, primarily, I would say, the last 4 years. You know, you're getting real lawyers, you know, real investment bankers, real estate professionals, real marketing professionals from the advertising and branding and sponsorship side. So you're seeing a lot of professionals come into this industry. But to answer your question again directly, it's really understanding the breakdown of the state's enacted legislation and really understanding the nuances. And this is not an industry, you know, for the weak of heart. You really need to be dialed in and focused in order to be successful.
Yeah, Josh, as you were describing some of the scenarios there, I definitely thought it came to mind how much you need to be dialed in and focused more than ever. And that is an understatement. Now, you recently held a cannabis live chat, which I believe you moderated, Tara. Can you tell us what came from it and where the issue of deregulation stands in Tennessee at the moment? And what do you think needs to happen for progress here?
Yes. So I was hosting these back in Chicago when we had our business back here in Illinois. And the whole focus on why we wanted to do this out in the Nashville area, or in the southern region, I should say, specifically in Nashville, was because it's all about education for us. It's bringing the education to people out there that don't know much about the industry. Or frankly, there's a lot of people that are they have false ideas of what the industry is about, or false ideas about what cannabis is about. And you're not going to change anyone's belief systems. It's not about that, but we are very much about educating people and letting them make a decision based on the knowledge that's out there on what they believe or don't believe in the cannabis space. You know, Nashville is part of a state that it's not a priority to have cannabis there. It's financially secure in Nashville and in the Tennessee area. And so it's not really on the docket, or it gets pushed down. It really comes out more because of the financial way in the world. You know, when they see how much money comes in from the cannabis industry, they're going to put it higher on the docket to put it out there to legalize it. But for us, and from the very beginning when Josh had started this business, it was really about, there's so many people out there that are so sick, really, like whether it be mentally or physically, that, you know, self-dose themselves with prescription medications and things like that to try to make themselves feel better. And there's alternatives out there that people don't quite understand. And so there's still false information about what cannabis is. And for us, the education is the most important thing to bring out to people for them to make a decision on their own. And with that, ultimately, if you have enough people going out there to educate others, we believe that ultimately, the legalization will follow, because people will have a better understanding of that it's not just a financial thing that changes, you know, that impacts the community and it impacts the state, but it's also, it's impacting individuals and other stories that they have to tell and all their things that they have to go through, whether it be, you know, PTSD all the way to cancer and everything in between, and how it can impact and change their life and better them without having to go to the prescription drugs and or honestly just drugs on the street to try to make themselves feel better.
I certainly do appreciate the insight shared so far. Quite interesting, and a lot of stuff that your average person would not know until listening to this today. We're joined by both Josh and Tara Joseph, the founders and CEO and CFO respectively of Big Plan Holdings, a diversified holdings company with interest in real estate, cannabis, entertainment, and the philanthropic sectors, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, speaking of podcasts, you've started your own podcast, The Big Plan. Tell us what the podcast is about and your ambitions for starting it.
Yeah, I'll jump in, and Tara, you can supplement. You know, Eric, Tara and I have been together. We've had the good fortune of being a couple of those lucky ones in life that we've been together. We met in the seventh grade, and we've been together really since, call it, the end of seventh grade into eighth grade, and we've grown up together. We have been, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, into fiancés, into married life, and coming up on 25 years this year of marriage. And we have had the very, very good fortune of being best friends and being husband, wife, and also now being business partners. We've always been business partners, but really being business partners, you know, with what we're doing with our family office. And we wanted to tell our story from the inception through kind of where we're at today, if you will, from a personal standpoint, dealing with family and friends, the ups, the downs that any relationship has. And, you know, it's not all, you know, it's not always rosy, and relationships aren't always rosy. And Tara and I have a wonderful story to tell, we feel. And we sat down and we decided that, hey, what better way to, you know, convey our message and our story than, you know, and use utilize a platform, you know, like a podcast, and talk about our history together, talk about what we're doing, you know, certainly today together as we, you know, continue to evolve, the podcast continues to evolve. And then also just really, you know, bring in certain guests, you know, whether they be friends or family members or acquaintances or associates of ours and colleagues of ours in different business ventures that we are involved with, or personal ventures that we're involved with from the philanthropic side. We have a philanthropy that we've set up, a family foundation, as you've referenced a couple of times, called the Joseph Family Foundation, which is extraordinarily philanthropic, that one of our two daughters runs. And that's really the rationale. That's been the rationale as to why we've started The Big Plan as a podcast. But Tara, you can jump in and supplement anything that I may have missed.
Yes. And so the other thing is, it's been interesting through our life. One of the things that Josh and I, you know, have always done is we kind of live in this world of, like, you know, life is too short. And if you want to go take a risk sometimes, rather than waiting for that right moment, you know, we all know in life that there isn't a perfect moment for everything. There just is not. And so sometimes, like starting businesses, people have a dream and they just don't jump on that dream because they're always like, well, it's not the right time, I don't have enough money or whatever. And let's be honest, none of us do. It's never the right time. And so for us, people have always been intrigued with the fact that, wow, you guys take that risk, you take that chance, good for you. And we want to be able to inspire others to do that kind of stuff, because you only have one life to live. And I'm not saying to do things in a sloppy manner, you obviously have to have strategy. But for us, it's being able to share that story that, you know, sometimes you take a risk and sometimes you fail at it, right? And then sometimes you take a risk and it's the right thing and you're happy and you get and you're happy from it and it's a positive thing. And not every, most people, I should say, just don't want to take that chance on many different fronts. Whether, I mean, it could be something as simple as, like, I want to go get a new couch, but I just don't want to get that new couch right now. You know, like simple things all the way to starting a new business, because everything is based on, like, it's not the right time, or I don't have the right money. And we want to be able to share our story, and that we have had multiple failures along the way, as anybody would. But again, you pick yourself up and you share that story. And maybe if you inspire one person, you've kind of inspired the world.
Well, I can see but only great value coming from this podcast. Certainly wish you here at EPN, we certainly wish you success with that podcast, The Big Plan, and we'll be checking that out. Now, just as you've stood out in other saturated markets, how do you plan to make your own podcast stand out would be a question. And why should listeners choose your podcast? Talk to us about that.
It's a great question, Eric. You know, one of the strategies that we've implemented, one of the fortunate things that we have going for us at our family office in Nashville, is that Tara and I are surrounded by, just naturally, for some reason, a whole younger generation of folks that work with us. And the ability for them to help educate us on how to activate a podcast, frankly, from a technology standpoint, and distribute it and disseminate it appropriately across a bunch of different mediums is fantastic. And not just distribute it, but also edit it, put it together, et cetera. So, you know, we have a team of folks, a lot of young folks that work with us, and the amount that you can frankly learn from the younger generation is staggering. So first and foremost, you know, they have been instrumental, a few of them in particular, in helping us put the podcast together from a technical standpoint and also a distribution standpoint. So we're very fortunate. And that is just a natural thing that has occurred as it relates to our podcast. As it relates to other business ventures that we're involved with and these folks that work with us. So that's first and foremost in terms of how it's being distributed, how it's being put together, et cetera. So we have folks from our music publishing company. We have folks from the music and entertainment business. We have folks from, you know, public relations and advertising and marketing helping us put the actual podcast together. So it's done in a professional manner, you know, from A to Z. That's number one. Number two, the second point, the second question you had, why would people come and listen? What Tara said was wonderful and summarized things in a great way. So many people don't take risks in life. And Tara and I have always been very strategic in the risks that we take, but we also live life to the fullest, or we try to, and put ourselves out there. And it's okay to fail. It's okay to pick yourself back up and actually learn from failures and then see your successes. And, you know, we've been very fortunate to, you know, while we've had many failures over the years in various different areas of our lives, we've had more successes than failures. And, you know, I think we are authentic. Tara would echo that. And we are real. And once people, you know, come to learn who we are as people and where we came from and where we come from, and that our moral fibers have not changed at all, and our morals and values have not changed from the start until where we are today, it's a pretty cool story, frankly. And it's one in which, like Tara has said, and I think I briefly touched upon, you know, we get asked a lot about, you know, kind of, hey, how are you guys still married? You know, how are you together? That's so cool that you've been together since, you know, seventh, eighth grade, and you haven't split up at all. And so, you know, I think that's a real reason as to why people ultimately will, you know, will ultimately continue to be attracted to listening to our story. And then the folks that we'll bring in as well into the podcast are going to ultimately be very, very unique folks that we are surrounded with in our lives, you know, in various industries, et cetera, that, you know, will continue to make things very exciting to listen to as well. And Tara, you jump in, obviously, and add anything that I missed.
No, I totally agree with you, and I ditto that. But I think the big thing is we're just real regular people, honestly, like everybody else. I mean, we started our family at a very young age. And honestly, like Josh said, we get so many people, like Josh and I are still best friends from many, many years ago. And yes, have we had multiple ups and downs? Yes. But we have a story to tell, which is unique. We are very fortunate and blessed that we have daughters that we're close with that honestly, they work with us now. Like, how does that happen? How do you start businesses and your daughters become your partners? And, you know, from the ground up, and we have our daughters really treat the businesses like they're their own. They make real decisions on their own that Josh and I allow them to make, because we want them to run their businesses, even though that they're in their, like, one's 19, frankly, she's not even 20. And she's running the family foundation. We're giving them opportunities to learn real life experiences that they could learn from. And I think all of that is just, and again, it's what we're going through on a day-to-day basis that shows that we're real people. We're trying things out. You know, we're failing, we're succeeding. And, you know, we've maintained ourselves as a couple doing this all the way from, you know, eighth grade on. And so I think there's some really incredible things to learn for the young and the older, and for people that are struggling with their marriages or people that want to start businesses. There's so many different branches off from our podcast that people can learn from that I think that that's what's going to keep people coming. And I think it'll be an organic thing that happens over time. But honestly, we have a story to tell that people that have been in our life have all said to us, you have to write a book. Like, your story's been incredible. And for us, this is an outlet for us to be able to share that story with others.
Well, I'm sure after listeners have heard a summary of what's going on behind the scenes in creating this podcast, they've certainly got that on their radar and will definitely be making plans to tune in. Josh and Tara, really appreciate what you do and for your time here today. Tell us, where can listeners get all the information, not only on your podcast, but on Big Plan Holdings as well?
If you go to www.bigplanholdings.com, it will give you a list of every single one of our businesses that you can click on, everything that we're involved with. It has articles in there, and it also has our podcast in there, the link that you can go to listen to the podcast. On top of it, we also have on Instagram, which is called the Big Plan Podcast, and that's on Instagram. And if you go there, you can go directly to the link tree for the podcast. It's played on multiple different things, from Spotify to Apple, and multiple things. So, yeah, that's how you can find us.
Yeah, the Big Plan spot. The Big Plan is the name of the podcast, Eric, and it's on all the digital streaming platforms at this point. And like Tara said, you know, it can also be found at our website and all that good stuff. In addition to everything else that we do. And thank you very, very much for your time and having us aboard today.
You're more than welcome. Certainly was our pleasure. And of course, listeners, will leave all pertinent links within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience. Josh and Tara, again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you so much
for having us.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with both Josh and Tara Joseph, the founders and CEO and CFO, respectively, of Big Plan Holdings. And for all the details, simply visit BigPlanHoldings.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.